It's a new day in Alabama.
A decades-old ban on yoga in Alabama public schools could be coming to an end.
That's WKRG Radio. The Alabama House of Representatives recently voted 73-25 that they would let school officials decide if they wanted yoga to be allowed in public schools. But there's a catch.
The bill specifies that the use of chanting mantras and teaching the greeting namaste would be forbidden.
And to think that during a time of pandemic, namaste had just become the COVID-safe greeting of choice. Even Donald Trump was namasteing.
You know, I just got back from India, and I didn't shake any hands there, and it was very easy because they go like this.
Meaning, namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu has been touting the namaste. Even Prince Charles used namaste to greet members of the British cabinet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Yoga was banned in Alabama because conservatives thought yoga's Hindu roots went against the separation of church and state. They worried impressionable kids might start out with yoga stretches and end up as full-fledged Hindus, like the 19th century Hindu monk and yogi Swami Vivekananda, or as Donald Trump put it,
Swami Vivekananda.
There has been a long, long fight, especially in America, over who owns yoga.
Does yoga belong to the world, or is it an Indian idea which has spread to the West and has been reformed to a point of being unique to America?
That's mythologist Devdutt Pattanayak, author of the book Yoga Mythology. He reminded me that Patanjali, the ancient Hindu sage who wrote the first classic text on yoga, defined it in a way that had nothing to do with yoga poses.
There are many other definitions, but the most popular definition and the simplest definition is Chitta Vritti Nirodha, which is broadly speaking, uncrumpling the crumpled mind or unknotting the knotted mind.
But when Westerners discovered yoga,
they were not interested in its psychological aspect or its social aspect. They had enough, for them, that was nothing. They were only interested in the body.
So yoga became poses, competing schools, and yoga mats. Hindu groups have long been trying to reclaim yoga to remind people that it actually comes from an ancient Hindu tradition, that it was not invented by Lululemon. The Hindu American Foundation's Take Back Yoga campaign in 2008 made waves.
Yoga is from India, the spiritual homeland of Hinduism, and is mentioned in various Hindu scriptures. The Bhagavad Gita discusses four types of yogas.
That's not power yoga, Bikram yoga, Vinyasa yoga, and Ashtanga yoga. They are
knowledge, action, devotion, and meditation.
The Yoga Journal had told the Hindu American Foundation that they didn't use the word Hindu while talking about yoga because it carried too much baggage. Devdutt sees the fight over yoga as part of a larger battle.
Many people who live in America feel that yoga has been sidelined. Hinduism is seen only through the lens of casteism, and they're fighting back through yoga, I guess. And that is why yoga becomes a very, very important tool to establish Indianness.
But here's the quandary. Some want the West to acknowledge the Hindu roots of yoga and not just co-opt it into the exercise pantheon alongside Pilates and Tabata. But if you do that, does it also make it easier for states like Alabama to call for yoga bans, saying it's Hindu? Not really, if we think of it as a gift to the world. As one yoga teacher says, it's about cultural appreciation rather than cultural appropriation. But Devdutt says he doesn't worry about who owns yoga.
The language of territoriality is definitely not yoga. The language of domination is not yoga. In fact, outgrowing the need to dominate, outgrowing the need to be territorial is yoga. Yoga is about being at peace with the world.
And that's why at the end of every yoga class, we say Om Shanti, 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 or peace.
We'll complete the session with one Om chant, and three shantis all together. Breathing in deep.
Except, of course, in Alabama. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.